Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report, and today we are joined by Meredosine Extension District 4-H Agent Carla Hightower. Good morning, Carla.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us, bright and squirrely, so to speak. Now, we hit on this subject the last time we had a chance to talk, but it's coming in quick, so we want to remind folks to get out and about, and that is the Touch a Truck event.
That's right. Our Touch a Truck is April 6th, so it is coming really quickly, and we want to let everyone know what it is. We've been finalizing who all's coming, and, you know, it is basically open to the public, so anyone is welcome. It's obviously a family event. Kids are welcome with parents, and it's a lot of fun. So our Touch a Truck is April 6th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Miami County Fairgrounds here in Paola, Kansas. And there is free admission, but we do ask that you can bring a canned good or non-perishable food item to give to our local food banks. And we actually distribute those to all three towns in Miami County. So Lewisburg, Paola, and Osawatomie food banks all get those divvied up. So that is all we ask for, to kind of help the community and do community service. And then you can come in and you can enjoy all of the Touch a Truck fun, which we have lots of things going on. We have our master gardeners here in the Meredosine District are bringing their seeds for kids. So you can sign up for that, and actually your kids, they get seeds from the master gardeners, and you can plant them, and then you can bring them to our Miami County Fair in July and get ribbons and get judged for those. So, and I think they have like zinnias, zucchini, sunflowers, and I think there's one other one, but I'm not the expert on that, so you can come and check them out, and they'll tell you all about it, believe me. We also are supposed to have Kansas Soybean come in, and I know in the past they've done like have a biodiesel pickup truck and doing some other things like that. We have a semi coming. We have a dump truck from the Miami County Road and Bridge Department here in Miami County. We have Miami County EMS and Sheriff coming as well, Paola Police Department. We do have the dairy trailer coming back, so if you want to see the milking demonstrations, those are always popular. I'm not sure exactly what times those are, but we usually do one in the morning and one in the afternoon. So usually it's like about 11 o'clock and 1 p.m. We have some equipment coming from like Roman's equipment here. We have Lewisburg Ford bringing us a truck. We do have a petting zoo set up. Jennifer Haley family does petting zoos for us. One of our 4-H clubs is doing a concession stand. We have a heavy wrecker from the Miami County Tow, the soil trailer from Miami County Conservation District. The Miami County Health Department's going to be there with the booth. And we're still getting some other things. We're, you know, we should have a combine. We're hoping to have some tractors and lots of interesting things for you to go around. And it's all very hands-on. So the kids actually get to climb up in the equipment. You can talk to the people who have it. Oh, I know Beechner's is bringing a feed or a grain truck, I believe. So we have lots of things coming, and it's going to be an exciting day. Lots of parking. We do have indoors, so there will be some indoor exhibits and some outdoors, so we're doing it rain or shine. And hopefully we can see everyone there on April 6th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., and it's just kind of a come-and-go as you want.
That sounds like such a fun event. Now, you've done this before, or is this new?
We have.
Okay.
The last time we did it was before COVID, which I know that seems like a long time ago. But, yeah, we had done them for probably about 4 years. Or 4 or 5 years leading up to there, so about 2016, 2015.
Okay. What was the average turnout for those events earlier?
Oh, our first one was crazy. actually, I think we had like 1,200 people come through the gate.
We
had clickers at gates to try to figure out how many people were coming through. And usually we get a good crowd, and we had 1 year where the weather was really bad. We did it, and it was all outside. It wasn't at the fairgrounds, so there was just no really way to get under. It was cold and kind of rainy, and I think we had like 300 people that year.
That's still a good turnout.
Most of the time we're in that 600, 700, 800 people through our gates, at least according to our clickers. So yeah, it's a good event. It's a good community event. It's great for families. You can come and do some community service by bringing the food item, and you also get to have some fun and see what all we have in our county. And, you know, our goal for the Touch a Truck is to basically promote agriculture within and so you guys know where your food comes from and things like that, but also careers as well. So because you never know, maybe one of those kids will decide they want to be an EMS or a sheriff's department or, you know, a sheriff's deputy or somebody like that.
So. Get into ag, get into all of that. Yeah.
So, yeah, that's why we do it, is to promote ag and also careers.
Fantastic. Well, I'm looking forward to hearing that you've blown past the 600-plus attendance record and having a really good turnout for this. So, an update when we talk to you again?
Yep, that sounds great.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much, Carla, and look forward to hearing from you soon. Tune in tomorrow morning at 6:40 for Frontier Extension District 4-H Youth Development Agent Jessica Florey.